This is The Catalyst. I'm Chris Cooper, and today I want to talk about how we put our programs together. We do something that's called block programming, and if you search for The Catalyst Method blocks on YouTube, you'll get a video of what I'm about to talk about. But I'm going to explain it today in a simpler way, and then I'm going to give you an example of how our program looks for any given week. So first, let's talk about the three different types of blocks in our programming. A block is a portion of time to which we invest ourselves in improving one element of health and fitness. There are three types of blocks that we use. The first is called a boost block. The second is called a burn block. And the third is called a build block. I'm going to go through each one. So first, a boost block. If you've followed us when we were a CrossFit affiliate for years, you might be really familiar with this type of block. So this is 20 to 40 minutes of high intensity interval training. You're giving yourself a boost, and this will amplify your health, your performance, and preparedness. Now, a boost block will give you amplified energy and metabolism because high-intensity interval training stimulates your metabolism, and it increases your insulin sensitivity. So you're going to burn calories long after the workout is done, and it's like, you know, giving your body kind of a turbocharger. Now, obviously, you can't do this every day, and you can't go full out every day either, but I'll come back to that. The other thing that a boost block does for you is it improves your anaerobic endurance, so how long you can go while your muscles are burning, and your VO2 max, which is how high your heart rate can go. This is important in times of stress because, you know, if you're having a heart attack, you've got a better chance of surviving it if your heart rate can go up higher without shutting down. Or, you know, if you're working hard to dig a nephew out of a ditch like we did last weekend, you want to be able to operate at a high heart rate without having to take a knee. This boost blocks also prepare you for emergency readiness. So they simulate real world situations where you might need a sudden surge of strength, speed, or agility. HIIT is like a practice for fight or flight. It helps you with mental toughness and focus because it pushes you to your mental limits too. And it teaches you how to stay composed under pressure. Long term, these types of workouts teach you that you can deal with hard things. It builds mental resilience and empowers you to break through perceived limits in health and fitness. They're also fun. It feels like a game. You know, some people would say it feels like a sport. I don't feel that way, but it feels like a very high energy game. These workouts are constantly varied and they keep your brain engaged, so you don't have to think about it. You just show up and you're ready to go. Now, the boost workouts, you know, they're fun. They feel like a game, but they have a lot of benefits. The thing is, though, that you can burn out on them. If that's all you're doing is these high intensity interval training workouts every single day, you're not going to be able to do that over years and years and years. You might crush it for a few months. You might get super engaged and want to compete in the CrossFit games or whatever. But, you know, at Catalyst, we work with people who want to improve their health and longevity. And that's why we work this in with the other two blocks, which are burn and build. So the burn block has aerobic benefits. And if you've been following our blog, you might have heard us talk about zone two. This is basically where you burn fat for energy. This is also where you boost endurance because your body learns to use fat as a fuel instead of just burning the stored carbs, which are much less than the fat that you have. You can also train your body to burn fat for fuel even while you're sleeping. You can basically level out your blood sugar, which really reduces the risk of type 2 diabetes. So in this burn zone, you're in an aerobic state, and so you burn fat as fuel. It helps you slim down, obviously, but it also helps level out your energy throughout the day. If you're just used to burning carbs, you're going to be on this energy roller coaster that, you know, looks like a Snickers commercial where, you know, you're hangry all the time, etc. This boosts endurance and recovery. So a steady, sustainable effort in a burn block builds endurance and helps you recover faster between workouts and daily activities. Honestly, it just feels really good to do one of these blocks. It dramatically improves your mood, especially here where we're not getting a ton of sunlight right now. And just kind of puts you in perspective. You feel really good. Third benefit is heart health and longevity. Aerobic work like this improves your heart health, your circulation, and your body's ability to maintain energy balance, like I just mentioned. So that's the burn block. The third type of block that we use is called a build block. And this is where you're building strength. We want to build muscle. We want to increase strength. And we want to protect your body for life. That means we're going to make it as bulletproof as we can to make it resilient, which means that if you do get injured, you can recover faster, but you can also resist injury for longer. The build block also helps with, so let's start with lean muscle growth here. You can develop lean muscle mass that boosts your metabolism. That means you burn more calories just being you if you have more muscles. It'll help with your strength, right? You got to dig through those big ice dams that are out there right now on all of our city streets, and it'll help your overall performance. So when you got to carry the groceries up the stairs, you can do that easier and faster. If you're playing a sport, obviously you're going to be way more powerful and faster at that sport. The build block helps a lot with injury prevention. You know, a lot of people get injured because the muscle gives way and they fall, not because they fall and then they get hurt. So stronger muscles and bones protect you from injury by improving your joint stability and resilience. You know, a lot of us are also prone to overuse injuries just from having a desk job. We're in this kyphotic posture, our shoulders are rolled forward, we're slouched, and that puts us in bad joint positions that lead to injury. Even if we're not exercising, or even if we don't have to like push a car out of a ditch, we can get injured from bad posture over a long enough period of time. And strength training helps us reverse that. Functional strength is also great for preparing you for real life tasks like carrying, lifting, and moving with ease and confidence. You know, the number one reason that people quit skiing is because they feel sore after. So they give up on all the fun parts, and their circle of life experience just gets smaller and smaller and smaller until they're basically locked into an armchair watching TV and kind of waiting to die. And instead, we want to constantly be expanding our life experience, maintaining the things that keep us young, the things that we enjoy, the things that are fun, the things that expand our social circle, because that's what's going to keep us healthy and fit longer. And strength is really the cornerstone of all that. So the three blocks that we use when we're building our programs are boost, that's high intensity, burn, that's lower intensity, metabolic, and build, which is to build strength and performance for you. Now, here's how this looks in our programming starting this week. So Monday, that's today, you're going to be doing a front squat and you're going to be doing some pull-ups. You're going to do 5 sets of 5 of each. This is challenging and these are tough lifts. And so what you're going to do is you're going to find the level of pull-up that you can do, the hardest level that you can do. That could be a pull-down, it could be a prone row, and you're going to do as many reps as you can at that. If you can do more than 5 reps, you're going to go up to the next level of pull-ups, a slightly harder level. You're going to do as many reps as you can of that. So maybe that's only 1 or 2 reps. Maybe you can do a prone pull-up for 5. Okay. But a real pull-up, you know, a vertical pull-up up to a bar, you can only do that for 1. So you'll do 1 rep of the vertical pull-up, and then you'll drop back down and do the remaining 4 reps of your prone pull-up. Okay. We want to constantly be working and progressing and getting better and stronger 1 rep at a time. And it's going to be the same for the front squat. You'll scale up and scale down, but you'll wind up doing 5 sets of 5. Tomorrow, we're going to do a burn block. This is a bike and kettlebell workout. So you'll be doing 5 minutes on a bike at a steady pace, 3 minutes doing kettlebell deadlifts at a steady pace, 2 minutes doing a kettlebell front rack hold. This is mentally challenging, but you're going to feel good as you do it, and you're not going to go to the point where everything's burning and hurting. Then we're going to segue from that into a boost block. So you're going to do as many rounds as you can in 20 minutes of row 20 calories, quickly jump off, do 10 burpees, quickly pick up the barbell and do 5 reps of thrusters. Now those thrusters are heavy because I want you to be out of breath when you get back on the rower to do the next round. So you're going to go for 20 minutes going as many rounds as you can of those three things, rowing, burpees, and thrusters. Your heart rate is going to be very, very high. And that's the point of the boost workout block. On Wednesday, we'll start with a build block. We're going to do push press and we're going to do snatch. Now, this is a lot, honestly. Like, we don't snatch very often because it's such a technical lift, but it is great for muscle coordination, and it is something that you should know how to do. Take something off the ground, move it up over your head as efficiently as possible. That is a life skill that, you know, you will either have or regret not having until the day you die. And so we want to make you better at that. Push press is just taking from something at shoulder level and getting it up over your head, using your legs to help kind of thrust it up there. Once it's up there, you can hold it. You can hold a joint position for, with, you know, 30% heavier weight than you can pressing it up there, but we got to get it up there as efficiently as we can. And so we're going to teach your body the coordination to do that. Then we've got a burn block where we're going to be doing kettlebell swings, goblet squats, farmer's carry, and then resting a minute. So you're moving, you're not stopping, but you're not rushing. There's no haste in a burn block. It's not a race. It's not a game. You just keep moving. You're going to drip sweat. You're going to increase your core temperature, definitely. You're going to feel great after you're done, but it's not like a competition. And then, you know, finally, there will be a boost block at the end of all of that. So after the strength, after the burn block, you're going to get as many rounds as possible in 10 minutes of 10 deadlifts and 20 sit-ups. You're just going to go back and forth between hip extension, hip flexion, work both sides of your core, basically, and make yourself really solid and stable. I tell you, I never feel better than I do after I deadlift. I feel strong. I feel confident. I feel like I'm in good posture. You know, I love it. Thursday, we're going to start with a build block. This is more of a bodybuilding type workout. So we've got incline dumbbell presses. We've got some dumbbell rows. Then we've got a superset of seated Arnold press, which, you know, if you haven't done that before, it's kind of interesting. Then a dumbbell lateral raise. So we're going to be building up your torso, basically. It's, as my friends at the old bodybuilding gym, Northern Lights, used to say, a torso explosion day. So your lats are going to feel good. Your chest is going to feel good. Your arms are going to be pumped up and your shoulders are going to be huge. Then we're going to go into a burn block on Thursday. So this is a row and bike alternating. So you're going to row at zone two, then you're going to bike at an easy pace, and then you're going to do air squats, slow and controlled. And then you're going to alternate through those over and over for about 30 minutes. This is a big metabolic day. You're going to burn a ton of fat. You're going to feel good and really set yourself up for Friday, which is a test. So Friday is a boost block. This is a named workout. It's called Randy. You're going to be doing 75 power snatches for 75 reps. Simple, not easy. It's crazy. Your entire body is going to be working together. We're going to be doing a lot of practice, a lot of skill building before this, because once we say 3, 2, 1, go, Randy is an all-out push to the finish. It is a race. You're going to love it. It's going to be fun. Your grip strength is going to go south. Your lower back is going to get tired. That's good. We are preparing you for fight or flight. And there is nothing that prepares you to shovel out a snowbank fast like Randy does. So that's what we're doing Friday. This is The Catalyst. I'm Chris Cooper. Hey, look, if you're not sure where to start, you're not sure you want to do these workouts, you want to do something private, you're not sure if your schedule will allow you to attend our groups, that's fine. Go to catalystgym.com, click book a no sweat intro, and just come in and talk to a coach. That coach is going to give you some advice that will help you for the rest of your life, whether or not you join our gym. But I hope you do.